hit the record button on the show to start the recording, and then I paused because I really wasn't quite sure how we needed to start this podcast, because our institutions are being destroyed. Our institutions, all of them, are being attacked. It started long ago, the attack on family, the attack on the fathers, attack on children, attack on the churches. And it's just coming more and more and more. And the COVID virus, the coronavirus, that has been used, I don't know if it was started for that, but it's been used to do the same. I want to talk about my experience in the hospital, what I heard from the nursing staff. And then more importantly, I want to talk about a Supreme Court ruling that equates churches with businesses, saying that if a government treats businesses like churches and they have the same rules that apply to all gatherings, then you can make restrictions against churches. John Roberts said that last Friday. I know you didn't hear about it because of the coronavirus, because of the world in flames, our city in flames. But this is one of the most important rulings of the year. And it has threatened our church. It has threatened our communities. And we need to be aware of it. We need to be aware of it. And we need to be aware of the argument. I've been hearing this over and over again. And we need to reject it outright. And we're going to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. We're part of the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Go over to FLFnetwork.com. Put in HGBT. Get the mug. Get tons of benefits. Go over there and help support us. Claim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Find me on Parler and all the other social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I appreciate you guys, especially this show, sharing the show, because everyone needs to hear this, especially if you're a Christian. And sharing the show, liking the show, subscribing on YouTube, subscribing on the podcast, wherever you're listening to this, that really helps get the word out and helps the show grow. All right, let's get into it. So a divided Supreme Court on Friday rejected an emergency appeal by the California church that challenged state limits on attendance at worship services that had been imposed to contain the spread of the coronavirus. John Roberts joined the four liberals. John Roberts is a liberal. He's a progressive, or he's a coward. Either way, he is a terrible Supreme Court justice that needs to be impeached. With the rulings that he makes, with the arguments that he positions himself with, he has no business being on the Supreme Court. And I talked about when we started the show that we need to reject the argument that is about to be made, but we also need to reject the supremacy of the Supreme Court. They are not legislators. They cannot write laws. And for some reason, I don't know why, we have bent over backwards to the liberal argument that anything these justices say must be obeyed. And I say no. The Constitution says no. They have no enforcement. They have no arm, no force. They have no law enforcement to uphold their rulings. We should not regard or accept their rulings that legislate as any kind of law. And we need to start impeaching them. We need to start impeaching them. Oh, that's too political. Impeachment's a political process. The judiciary is not political. That's only what the liberals say when the attack is against them. Make no mistake, all these judges are political in one sense or the other. Just look at John Roberts, case in point. Oh, he was appointed by Bush. I love that people, liberals try to throw that in our faces like Bush was the standout conservative, you know, moral, the pinnacle of what presidency should be. He was not anything close to what I want in a president. I don't know about you. So when the liberals say, well, he was appointed by Bush, he was in a Bush appointee, that means nothing to me. I don't care one cent. The church argued that the limits on how many people can attend their services violated constitutional guarantees of religious freedom and had been seeking an order in time for service on Sunday. The church has a crowd between 2,000 200 and 300 people. Now, I want to write, or I want to read, rather, what is written in our Constitution. The very First Amendment, also known as the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, no law, not an equal law that applies to everyone equally, no, make no law of an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. No law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the exercise thereof the religion, or abridging the freedom of speech. Now let's see why Roberts ruled that governments can hold back attendees of worship and also all the other restrictions as well. You cannot sing, you cannot give communion because, hey, we are making those same request or requirements or mandates to the restaurants. You can't sing because it can spread the contagious. You can't share a meal and buffet, so you can't take the sacraments. This is what is being imposed on the church. And Roberts writes this. The restriction allowing churches to reopen at 25% of their capacity with no more than 100 worshipers at a time, quote, appear consistent with the First Amendment. Roberts said similar or more severe limits apply to concerts, movies, sporting events where large groups of people gather in close proximity for extended periods of time. Appears consistent with the First Amendment to limit churches to 25% capacity. Because it's consistent with the First Amendment in that they are applying the same restrictions to businesses, concerts, movies, sporting events. Let me read you again the First Amendment. Not only the one before two, but the preeminent, the one of the most important amendments that needed to go first. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, blah, blah, blah. How is that appear consistent to limit the capacity of a church? Because, and this is the crutch, this is the hook, this is what we need to be careful of. It's consistent with the limits applied to concerts, movies, sporting events, businesses. Now, if you don't see the threat in this, let me tell you. What happens when California or some other whack job government in one of these states says every concert, movie, sporting event, business must have gender neutral bathrooms? Well, taking this logic of our great Supreme Court Justice Roberts, this is in line. It appears consistent with the Constitution that they can impose these restrictions on our churches. What happens when we can't share meals anymore in a buffet because it spreads germs? And they tell you churches cannot take the sacraments. You cannot share. Well, it's consistent with what movies, sporting events, and concerts can do. So it's okay constitutionally for it to be applied to churches. And any number of examples of this can be applied because the logic has been set. And this is what we need to reject. I don't know where it's come from. I talked to a friend of mine. He is a lawyer, constitutional scholar, or he studies the Constitution. I don't know if he would be technically a constitutional scholar, but he is a fellow at some legal stuff. I'm not going to give you any more details because he wants to be really confidential. And he has no idea where this comes from, this line of thinking comes from. And we must reject it. To even engage in this argument as a valid argument is losing. See, one of the secrets to being a good debater, one of the secrets to winning the argument is framing the argument the way you want it to be framed. And when we try to push back and say something like, well, you know, churches, there should be a little more leniency, but I understand that, you know, it's just the government really means well, and they're just really wanting to take. And Romans 13 says that we should submit to authority. So when they treat the buffet, hometown buffet, or they treat the McDonald's like our church service, then we should just really be respectful and just submit to their authority. No. We submit to the ruling authority of our government. And in the United States, that's the Constitution. That's not the governor's, unless expressly written or given authority in the Constitution. The Constitution is our ruling document. And it says no law shall be given that prohibits the free exercise of religion. And yet we have a Supreme Court justice making this terrible argument. Who said that the AMC movie theater, that Ruth Chris Steakhouse is the equivalent of church? When we start arguing, based on this framework, that we start saying, well, if the government imposes restrictions on everybody, then it's okay for the churches to submit. We're losing. We've lost. It's over. And now just take that logic. And if it's true with everybody, then it's going to be imposed on the churches. If it applies to everybody else, then it can apply to the churches. What's coming next? Guys, I don't know if all of these events are planned out, purposeful, part of some secret plan. I don't know. But I know that every single one of them is not being put to waste. And they are all being used to destroy our institutions. The government, the church, the family, our individual responsibilities. And we have to fight back against every single one of them. Churches are not businesses. Churches are not concerts. Churches are not movies. They're not sporting events. And it's time we stand up and say no. No more. You have no authority here. It's like Gandalf. And you shall not pass. No government. No Judge Roberts. You will not gain authority over the church. You have no right. You have no right under our Constitution, under our ruling document. It isn't consistent. You are not consistent, and you must go. You must go. You are a threat to the Constitution. You need to submit to the Constitution of the United States. And you need to resign for not upholding your oath to do that very thing. You should be ashamed of yourself. Our hope better not be in these black robe thugs. They're as big a thugs as those lighting businesses on fire in Minneapolis or in any other city or state that is protesting. It's not protesting, rioting. They are just as much thugs. They are damaging just as much, if not more, than these rioters. These black robes are not supreme. They're not supreme in the way that they think they are. God help us. God forgive us. God heal our nations. May we humbly, as God's people, pray and seek his face that he may heal our lands. Because there's no other way that we are going to be able to fight against these advances against all of our institutions. Let's go out and be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow.